Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Oh, what's up, everybody? What's happening? It's your man, Nathaniel, from the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. I want to thank you guys for tuning in this week for episode 8. Have a good friend of mine and her wonderful daughter coming on in a few. But before we get to introducing them and their information, let me go to this Facebook page called Amazing Quote. So here's some positive stuff to start everything off for you guys. It says, speak 5 lines to yourself every morning. Y'all ready for this? Get your pen and paper, or if you got a photogenic memory, you don't need no pen and paper. Anyway, number one is tell yourself, I'm the best. Okay? And number two, say to yourself, I can do it. So number three goes, God is always with me. Tell that to yourself every morning. And number four, tell yourself, I am a winner. I am a winner. Tell yourself that. And number five is, today is my day. So let's do a recap. Speak 5 lines to yourself every morning. One, I'm the best. 2, I can do it. 3, God is always with me. 4, I'm a winner. 5, today is my day. Y'all got that? All right, no negativity. Put that in your subconscious. Matter of fact, hey, to do one better, before you go to bed at night, put that in your head. Speak them 5 lines to yourself before bed and when you get up in the morning. And watch how your attitude changes and watch how your spirit grows. Just keep it positive. That's all. Just keep it positive. So next up is ADS Live. Check him out. ADS Live is an online media platform created to restore the image and strengthen the economic core of the black communities through media networking and promotion. And her motto is, it's not my goal to remove the stigma of the black communities from amongst other cultures. However, it is my goal to remove the stigma of the black communities from amongst ourselves. So help me welcome to the show, Ms. Adrian D. Sams and Ms. Sarai A. Sams. Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, ladies. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, but you guys sound alike, so I don't know who I'm talking to. So.
Sound okay. Like
twin voices. I'm glad to have you guys on. It's been a while, and we're trying to put this thing together with all these technologies and stuff, and I'm new to it, and I just want to thank you for your patience and coming on and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. We thank you for having us on. We've been knowing each other for a long time.
That's right.
So we're grateful, and we just want to say congratulations to you on your new podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're so excited.
Don't make me blush.
Go ahead and blush. That's okay.
They say black people don't blush, but I'm blushing.
That's all right. You deserve it. You deserve this blush. Yes, you do.
Yeah. So what have you guys been up to over the years and developing behind the scenes that people need to know about?
Well, on top of the showcases, because you know that's where we met. My daughter and I, we've been producing our talk show, ADS Live talk show, and right now we're working on a new segment called Black Business Spotlight, mm-hmm. and I'm going to let my daughter kind of go into that because this is something that we're producing together, and she's overseeing this. Right now. So, Sarah, I want you to go ahead and share with them, as a producer of the show, what is Black Business Spotlight?
Hi. So yes, our new hot topic segment called Black Business Spotlight, we will be introducing every other week, Black brands, Black owned businesses, especially right here in the IE specifically and worldwide, of course, of all the Black diaspora. so we can become more familiar with our own image and with our own name and our own products. And we're building from within, you know, it's like a relationship, you know, the courting process where you're loving on each other and the plans you have as a family to build and grow. It's like, that's exactly what we're reflecting in with each other and on our own platform, where we want to see our image shine and grow and reflect and the beauty and the power that we truly have in Christ. And so we're so excited, and the bridging that's happening between the Black brands and the Black consumer household is getting ready to be seen right here on New Black Media Network, ITV. And we're just so excited and so blessed that God has given us this opportunity in Him to, you know, build our own image.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good. Sounds like the Black Wall Street trying to come back digitally, socially.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Black Wall Street is here, you know, and that's why God gave us Hot Topics. God told me that He wanted me to do the Hot Topics, where our Hot Topics is all Black business. So, you know, that's all we'll talk about. There's not going to be any gossip. It doesn't mean, I don't really like gossiping about the Black community. We're sharing our stories. I think that's good. But everything Black business. We have over, I think it's like over 200 Black-owned restaurants that we're going to be sharing. There's, of course, about maybe they said about 1.2 million Black-owned businesses worldwide. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start right here in the Inland Empire. So every time you see our Hot Topics, it's going to be Black-owned businesses. So whether it's restaurants, you know, clothing brands, you know, fashion, but it will be a Black-owned business. So
that sounds good. Yeah. So you're going to have like a you know how they used to have the yellow page? You're going to have a Black Pages where people can locate these industries and businesses and either online directory or something?
You know what? I'm working on a digital newsletter, but instead of it being basically just the news, my daughter and I, we collectively came up with the idea of doing it like a news segment. You know, everything happening, you know, on the talk show. So go ahead and elaborate on that, Sarai, about what we're going to be doing with our digital newsletter. Okay, so our digital newsletter is going to basically reflect everything that's happening on our network. So from our upcoming episodes, upcoming segments, new channels being added, new Black businesses being featured, especially the ones that have been featured on our Hot Topic segment. And so it's going to be like an entire reflection of our network and which our community can stay up to date about what we're doing and what's going on and, you know, just the way we're moving and which they can come and have a place and, you know, be able to grow with us and know what we're doing and feel included, you know.
Wow. That sounds powerful.
Yeah. Then,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Go ahead.
And then you got to set up where people can find out where to reach you guys and get all this information.
Right. We're going to have, that's going to be a part of the news. It's kind of like watching the news. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So it's going to be like an actual news setting where I'm going to have some of the, some of the students that are wanting to work in communications, they'll be a part of our show as well. We're going to open it to the interns at the local high schools and also the local colleges so that they can come on board and participate with the show as well and our network. So the main goal is to, you know, get our Black youth, you know, involved in wanting to participate within their own, you know, because a lot of times we want to cling to other brands, you know, everything else is a little bit more important than what's going on at home. And so we want to be able to say, okay, we have a table too. You know, we have our own table. You That's can right. come see, have a seat at our table. And so giving them the opportunities this way through their education, you know, this is where I feel is going to open the door, you know, for a lot more of our Black youth, you know, to be inspired to tune in, you know, to check in to who they are and to see themselves in the vision that God has given to us. So, you know, so yeah, so they'll be able to tune in and see what's going on. You know, of course, we're going to have a website, you know, where they can tune in and, you know, see what's going on. But what better way to, you know, deliver what's happening in your own city, which it's going to be called the City of Adrian. That's what it's going to be called, you know, because everything that's going on, you know, with what God has given, with what God has given us. And so, and the Royal Fam, which is my children, you know, so we're all going to be participating in it. My grandchildren as well. We just talked about that yesterday. So,
yes.
Sounds like, you know, a family affair.
Oh, yes. Yes. The Royal Fam. And so, you know, we're working hard and, worshiping and, and it's beautiful. So, and also on our Black Business Spotlight, you'll see a lot of, we're going to have a young Black correspondent where they can come on and, you know, they can share Black-owned businesses as well. I want to get the Black community used to seeking and searching for Black-owned businesses because we have a lot of Black-owned businesses, but there's just, you know, we don't, we're kind of separate. So we need to kind of, like I said, you know,
unite,
Right. Well, be inspired to unite. It's not just uniting, because a lot of times, you know, through the media and, you know, they make it seem like, you know, investing in your own is not good when it comes to us. Like, it's not interesting, you know, so.
Got to change the mindset of the community,
Right, right. So that's what this talk, you know, our talk show is going to do and, you know, all of our other segments and stuff. So we have a lot of stuff going on with our network. You know, pretty soon you'll be seeing some of your favorite Black shows on our network as well, because New Black Media Network, ITV, is an actual streaming network as well. So that's in the process. We're looking at getting licensing to air Black-owned shows from the old to the new, from Good Times to Tyler Perry to all of the, from the old to the new. So, you know, so everything is going good. You know, the visions that God has given is, it's amazing.
Cool. That sounds like a lot of action going on.
Yes, it is.
And you guys sound like you're up for the challenge.
Yes, we are. You know, God is good. I mean, you know, we have the Poetry Lounge that we're going to be bringing back next year. We're bringing back the showcase, the Celebration of Music next year. So all of our other platforms will, you know, will be in, like, you know, in circulation, you know, with each other. You know, in sync, that's a good word.
In sync, so, okay.
In sync, that's a good word, yes.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day. Wow. So, I mean, that was a lot. Got my head spinning with all that information. I'm like, that sounds like a whole empire being developed.
That's the vision God gave me, you know, 30 years ago. So,
yeah.
You know, God gave this vision 30 years ago, and it's more. It's you know, it's more. It's media, it's clothing, it's everything. So, I guess it's an empire.
Yeah, sounds good. So, what's the
thank
one?
Thank you.
Do you have a one link or a site that somebody can get more information from you guys, or a number or something, an email or a point of contact?
Okay, our main, one of our main points of contact right now would be our Instagram, because that's where everyone can stay up to date with our network and our upcoming interviews and our segments. Mm-hmm. And our Instagram name is at New Black Media Network ITV.
At New Black Media Network?
Yes, ITV.
ITV.
And it runs all together as well.
Okay.
And our network channel on YouTube, actually our link is going to be in our bio.
Okay. Check the bio on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, for all you tech savvy people, you know what she means. Some of you old folks, grab your grandkid, they'll let you know how to do it.
Won't they, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 5 year olds will, the bio.
Yeah, the 5 year olds will point you in the right direction.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I just hand the phone over to my baby. I said, my queen has it. She has it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
We gotta ask our children to do it, you know.
It's funny how these kids come out and they know how to operate a whole phone.
They really do.
Yeah.
We have to ask them what to do. You heard me ask them that this morning. I was like, yeah. How'd you do that?
They don't mind sharing the information with you too.
I know. That's true. And we don't. I mean, we love helping and sharing, and you know, that's what it's about. I mean, we have to grow together.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like to do that, and I don't understand. You can't possibly grow if you're not a ladder for someone else. Like
that's
just the way it works. You know, you have to be a ladder for someone else.
Right.
You know, or you will stay stagnant.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why that's so hard for our community to kind of support and uplift each other in the business world and gifts and talents. You know, I don't know where they come from.
There's so many levels that we can get into this. That'd be a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother segment.
And you know, we should talk about that too, because that is something that, you know, that's a topic. That's a topic right there. So Eddie Murphy's talked about it. I don't know if I can say Eddie Murphy on your show. I don't know. But
yeah, you can say Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Yeah. So he's talked about it. He shared, a lot of celebrities have shared certain things, and, you know, and it just goes back to, you know, race and, you know, who's really holding the cards and stuff like that. You know, only so many can make it. And because it's about keeping us divided. I should just say that, you know, it's just about keeping us divided. But, you know, with God with you, who can be against you? So we just, you know, we have to, you know, we just serve the Lord. And don't compromise. Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, once you make it to the other side, you know, you say what you're going to do before you get something. And then once you get there, then you compromise. And then that's really what happens. You know, because you felt like it was so hard for people want to get recognized. And that's not what it's about. But once you get recognized, then you want to keep that. So you got to. You'll stay in that game, and that's what it is. It's, you know,
almost like you got to sell your soul to keep that image.
Huh? Right. But you want to stay in the worship of the Lord, because, you know, God is not, he's not playing. And, you know, that's what it's really all about. You serve the Lord. You don't, we weren't meant to have our own light to shine in. We don't have a light, as a matter of fact. Flesh doesn't have a light. Uh-huh. So for anybody who wants fame and who thinks that they have their own light and their own name, you're just going to transition. It's not even possible to not transition. We were made to worship God, and we were made to be seen in his light. So we're supposed to honor him first. And then however, until he wants to share the ministry with others, you know, he'll bring people, he'll bring who he wants. He'll bring the congregation and speak himself. So we just have to be careful about that, about wanting to shine our own light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, people aren't responding to me, and people, you know, people, I should do it this way, that way. No, it's, you know, when it gets heavy like that, that's only because you want your own light.
Mm.
But when you're shining in God's light, when you're honoring the Lord, then it's not a burden. You just do it. It's like, okay, well.
It's a labor it's of not love. About, huh?
Right. It's not about not wanting to work. So I want to, you know, make this money and do this. No, it's not about that. It's going to be even more burden to be on the other side. You may have a little bit more money, but you're not going to have the peace of the Lord. And that's the key. You know, you want to honor God. God says, you know, you find out what pleases him.
Right.
You know, so, but, you know, many people have tried it. You know, I mean, I walked away from a record deal. I walked away from different roles that people would sell their souls for. And I don't regret it.
Right.
You know, Jesus is Lord. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's just about nothing else. You know, and if you want fame and your own strength, then you will fail. That's just that. And I know it's true.
Uh-huh.
And this is an era where we have to remember that we were not equipped. We are not equipped to be seeing our own light. We don't have a light without Jesus. You know, so that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay, that okay preacher.
I just get so passionate about it.
Preacher slash teacher, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, hey.
I just chopped that word up. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, hey. That's okay.
Yeah, that's a good message. No, good message. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people need People need to hear that side of it too, you know?
Well, yes, because people don't know that, you know, they don't want to work. But uh-huh. People don't know that Jesus had a job. Jesus was a carpenter. You know, God himself he worked a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. And he probably had a little bit more, it was more, you know, a little bit more burdensome for him back in the day. So, uh-huh. but when he came into his call, when it was time, you know, then he was in his call, but it was still transitional.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people don't know, like, there's just, we have to honor the Lord. You can't honor man and God. You can't do it. It just won't work.
Uh-huh.
So if you're really serving God, yes, it's hard when you have to work. People don't believe you, but I don't want anybody believing in me. If you don't see me the way God sees me, then
you're lost, huh? It's their loss.
Hand back the ticket. Exactly. You know, because Jesus is Lord and God is my husband, and that's who I'm serving. There's no wife that's going to rebuke her husband because somebody's not watching their love story.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody don't want to watch my love story about me and mine, then there's no room for them anyway.
Kick rocks. Like they say, kick rocks.
There you go. You know? So that's important.
Yes, it is.
You know, and this vision God gave to me, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, and I have to take care of it. This is God's glory, and I'm not going to compromise for anything. You know, there's nothing greater than, you know, God being Lord in my life and honoring him. Because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
I want my story to be that I love God and God loves me and my family. I don't need my story being I'm famous and people know my talk show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people know my movies and all those in my network. You know, God knows it. So if he knows it and is you know, pleased, then that means, right, everybody's going to know it.
Right.
The sun and the moon, everybody knows. They know, they see that. So that's the top stuff.
All they do is do their job, what it was assigned to do.
That's right.
Day out.
Day in and that's New Black Media Network.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Amen. And the Nate Noble podcast, Nate Noble Jr. podcast.
You have to use my full government name, the Nathaniel Noble Jr.
Nathaniel.
Right. Nathaniel, if you're country.
Nathaniel Noble, right?
Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
How you like there that? You how you like that radio voice? It don't come like that on my songs, but the podcast voice is a whole different adventure.
What do you think, Sarah? I think it sounds good. Oh, it sounds great. And we've known you for so long, so it's great that we're all at this point together.
Yeah.
Growing and talking each other.
Yeah, it seemed like I've known you guys so long, I was changing Sarai diapers. But not that long. She's 23, I think. 18 years, that's like maybe she was in her training shoes or something. I don't know. She wasn't that young.
She was 12.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
I think she was like 11 or 12. I think our daughters are the same. How old are your daughters?
I think 30 and 28, something like that. 31 and 28. I can't keep up with them. Yeah, they grown.
Wow, I didn't know. They're so beautiful. I didn't know they were that age. I thought they were like in their 20s.
I think the youngest one is 28 or something like that.
Okay.
I don't keep up with it. I'm trying to figure out how old I am.
How old are you?
Old enough to be somebody's daddy.
Bingo.
I'm in the 50s somewhere.
Well, you look great. You hold it right.
I look great because I kicked my kids out at 18.
Stop. No. You have some good girls. You have good children.
Yeah, as long as they don't bother me, I love them to death. And if they bother me, I pray for them a lot.
Amen. There you go.
They cool.
I love it.
Got a good crew. I love it. Good family supporting, you know, keeping me on my toes. They keep me busy.
Of course.
I got a lot of hats. Dad, stepdad, stepgranddad, husband, friend, lover, all kind of. Big brother. Dog dad. You know.
Are you having grandchildren from your children?
No, they're still holding out.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, they're holding out. Like, they're looking at the world and like, oh, I don't know, Pops. I'm like, I'm cool. I got a lot of grandkids through my wife.
That's all right. You have time.
If I need kids, I can borrow some kids. We got some kids.
I can imagine. I know you have kids. Their choice. You and Dot's side.
Yeah. But it's their choice. So.
Dot's side. All right. Hey, yep. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
But yeah, so I remember you guys interviewed me on your show. I still haven't looked at it yet. Forgive me, but I shall. I shall.
It's a good show. It's a good interview. You should watch it. And your video is awesome. You're getting ready to be on the show again this next week.
I forgot. Next week. Okay. Don't forget. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but we're going to figure something out.
Well, you have your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you have your new video. You have your new music video that you just did.
We can go through that.
You have a lot of stuff going on.
But I want to thank you guys for coming on my show and gracing my show with your lovely spirits and information. And give us another contact. How to contact you guys again? One more time.
Our main center page right now that we have on Instagram is at New Black Media Network ITV. Mm-hmm. And also they can tune in to our network channel, which is in the link in our bio. And that's New Black Media Network ITV as well, even for YouTube. And from there, they can see all of our interviews, our Hot Topic segments, excuse me, and they can even find our Instagram as well through our network channel. Right. So we have one link that links us to everything. I'm trying to minimize it. I know most people say, you know, they say, oh, you should be with Twitter, this, that, but I just want to keep everything simple, you know?
Yeah.
I want to keep and you know, eventually everyone will be where they're supposed to be.
Correct.
Well, you know, because God just puts it in my spirit. Like, he's just going to bring it. He's going to bring it. And, you know, I feel like when I get soon, my goal is to have, well, probably by the end of this year, to have our own streaming platform.
Yes.
So that's the goal. So once that happens, then I'll probably have a little bit more, have some different platforms. Social media platforms, because I know different people, you know, some people don't have Instagram.
Right.
You know, but a lot of people have come over from Facebook just to be on my Instagram, which I think that's an honor. That's beautiful. You know, a couple of people have, you know, they're on Instagram. They're like, we're scared, but, you know, we saw you on Instagram, so we made an Instagram. So I was like, okay, well, that's awesome. So I feel like if people really
you know, want to see you and they want to align with you. And, you know, it's because it's ministry.
Yeah, they'll get to you if they want you.
Right. You know, and it's easy to find me. You can just, you can Google the show and it'll come up, you know, in that sense. Because, you know, once you've been in the, you know, you've been online for a while, that's something that, you know, you can, you know, Google anyone at this point.
Technically challenge. If they want to Google the name, what name would they Google?
They can Google my name. They can Google ADS Live, New Black Media Network, ITV. They can just throw in New Black Media Network, type it in ITV, and you'll see Adrian Sam, the talk show, Sarai Sam. You'll see us because we're on Instagram. So it will pull up all of our YouTube and Instagram by just putting in New Black Media Network, ITV.
Yeah, I just want to make sure people can find you guys because you gave a lot of good information. And check them out, folks. Go check them out. Go bug them.
Please do.
Go bug them.
Check us out, yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But yeah, I want to thank you guys for coming on to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. It was a pleasure and an honor. And I appreciate every moment, and I'm glad I can share you guys on my platform.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, we're going to have you over for dinner too, which means an interview as well.
Wow. I get to get some grub too. Woo.
Yes.
I need to interview everybody that can cook real good. Next.
Amen. I love it. Right. I'm so proud of you, Nate. You know, I've known you for a long time, and you know, most people probably don't know, but eventually will know that, you know, you started off by, you know, hosting, you know, even my shows and stuff. And so I've known you for a long time, and you're a dear friend of mine. Excuse me, you're a dear friend of mine, and I really appreciate you. And like I said, we're rooting for you.
Thank you.
And congratulations, and I look forward to being a guest eternally on your show.
Well,
you're not going to get rid of me, okay?
Okay.
So my daughter and I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, too. I'm proud of you guys, what you're doing, and we need more soldiers and troops like you in the community that's, you know, pulling for our kind and to help better our communities from within.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. So have
Thank
a great
you so
day. And
you too.
I'm going to continue my journey and get this podcast to the moon.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Nate. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Nate. You have a blessed day.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Adrian D. Sams, executive producer and host of Adrian D. Sams Live Talk Show.
Hi, this is Sarai Sams, producer and stylist on Adrian D. Sams Live Talk Show.
And you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check us out at New Black Media Network ITV. And remember to always put God first and never give up on your dreams. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.